وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير for all the du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank, Mawlana, and accept all your sacrifices. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, inshallah, we will be bringing you a story today of the four sons. And this is something that we really have to reflect on. A very, very good parable and a very, very great lesson for all of us. There was a rich merchant who had four sons. Now, he loved the fourth son the most, and he adorned him with rich robes and treated him to delicacies. He took great care of him and gave him nothing but the best. Now, he also loved the third son very much. He was very proud of him and always wanted to show him off to his friends. However, the merchant was always in great fear that he might get spoiled. Then he also loved his second son. He was a considerate person, always patient, and in fact was the merchant's confidant. Whenever the merchant faced some problems, he always turned to his second son and he would always help him out and guide him through difficult times. Now, for the first son of the merchant, he was a very loyal one and he had made great contributions in maintaining his wealth and business, and as well as taking care of the household. However, he loved him deeply, but he hardly took notice of him. So these were the four sons. So one day, the merchant fell ill, and before long he knew that he was going to die soon. Then he thought of his luxurious life and told himself, "Now I have four sons with me, but when I die, I'll be alone. How lonely I'll be." So now he asked the fourth son, he said, "I loved you most, endowed you with the finest clothing, and I showered great care over you. Now that I'm dying, will you follow me and keep my company?" I mean, he was so attached to his son, his first son, the fourth son. So the fourth son replied, he said, he walked away, you know, he replied and he said, "No way, I'm not interested." And he walked away without saying another word. So this answer, you know, cut like a sharp knife right into the merchant's heart. The said merchant then asked the third son, he said, "I loved you so much all my life. Now that I'm dying, will you follow me and keep me company?" The third son also replied, he said, "No." He says, "Life is so good over here. I will be too busy and happy with the rest of the world." So the merchant's heart sank and turned cold. He then asked the second son, "I always turn to you for help and you have always helped me out. Now I need your help again. When I die, will you follow me and keep me company? I'm sorry, I can't help you out this time. The second son replied, and at the very most, I can only send you to your grave. So this answer also came like a bolt of thunder, and the merchant was devastated. Then a voice called out. So now we've seen the response of the fourth son, the third son, and the second son, who were also materialistically inclined. So then a voice called out, I'll be with you. I'll follow you no matter where you go. The merchant looked up, and there was his first son. He was so skinny, almost as if he was suffering from malnutrition. Greatly grieved, and the merchant said, I should have taken much better care of you while I could have. While I could have taken care of you, I should have done so. So now the lesson that we learn from the story is here, that actually we all have four sons in our lives. The fourth son is our body. No matter how much time and effort we lavish in making it look good, it'll leave us when we die. I mean, today the whole world is just there behind the body. You know, a macho image for the men, a beautiful figure for the women, and they just want to look beautiful. And we spend so much just nurturing our bodies. From morn till night, you know, we work so hard so that we can eat the best, we can wear the best, and give this body as much comfort as it can have. So the fourth son is our body. And what will happen? Eventually, it will leave us when we die. I remember I had my close family relative many years back, you know. He was a bodybuilder, an outstanding person with good qualities. And he was shot in his business. And, you know, the message came to me, and then I went to the mortuary. And I saw him, you know, on the table there, of such a perfect and beautiful body. And I said, this body is wasted now. It's going to go back into the grave. But the ruh itself and the good that this boy had done will be with him. And alhamdulillah, he was a very, very good boy as well. And if a person wasn't Islamically inclined, you know, and he only nourished and cherished his body only, and he leaves this world, then you can imagine what lies ahead for him. Our third son, our possessions, status, and wealth. When we die, they all go to others. Hazrat Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi should say, what you eat and what you wear is yours. Everything else belongs to the thieves if they set their hands on it, or to the inheritors when they inherit it. So you can be sitting with a bank balance or money in your vault, millions. It's just lying idle there. It's really not yours. Somebody else will own it one day. But what you have utilized from there for your food, and you know what you have utilized there for your dress, basically, baby, you know, that is yours. Everything else belongs, the other wealth belongs to somebody else. So we give so much preference to possession, status, and wealth, and all this is going to be left behind. So our focus must be on something else. Then the second son is our family and friends. No matter how close they had been there for us when we are alive, the furthest they can stay by us is up to the grave. So you see, our family and our friends, they too are going to forsake us one day, you know. They're also going to leave us one day, and we'll have definitely part from them. So at least they come and lament and cry at our grave. I was reading one of the waqiyas, you know, in one of the kitabs, that there was a family where their mayyat had taken place. And, you know, the neighbors, they had the common practice nowadays is to respect, you know, the mayyat that had passed away. So they put a television, a sheet over the television in their house. So this exactly was done. And then the very next day, you know, music and then blaring from the same house, and you know, the TV is on, and it seems like the death of the father has been forgotten only in one day. In many of our houses, you'll find that we will lament over the death for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then soon as the memories fade, you know, of these close people to us, we carry on with our normal lives and we forget. So friends and relatives will just come us to the leave us to the grave, and then they'll go back. So this was the example of the second son. Now the first son, who is so considerate, and you know, he came and he told his father. He said that I'll join you, I'll go with you. And what does the parable, what is the meaning of that? Is the first son is in fact our deeds, often neglected in our pursuit of material wealth and sensual pleasure. That's what the world is all about, material wealth and sensual pleasure. And if you go anywhere in the world, everybody wants to acquire as much as they can of this world, and then they fulfill all their khaishat and their desires. So what happens is we neglect our deeds, you know, and the deeds are the ones like the first son that are going to follow us and say, we'll come along with you. So whatever you do, whatever position you have, whatever status, whatever profession, your deeds are the ones that are going to accompany you. Your money will be left behind. Our houses will be left behind. Our cars will be left behind. Our children and family will be left behind. But the things that will go with us is our deeds. So isn't it wise for us to make our lives by perfecting our deeds, which are going to be accompanying us, you know, into the grave and beyond? So what this is actually the only thing that follows us wherever we go. So it's a good idea to cultivate and strengthen it, you know, our amal, our deeds. Then you know, and we wait on our deathbed just to lament and cry and say that, you know what, I have spent my whole life in pursuit of the wealth of this world. I have spent my life in the pursuit of the honor and status in this world, and eventually, you know, we'll just leave it all behind. And the only thing that comes, you know, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, whatever you send forth for yourself, whatever you EFT'd into the year after in terms of good deeds, that is the only thing that will accompany us. So we must endeavor to try and do as much good deeds, because that will follow, that will follow us and come along with us. The body created from the earth will mix with the earth, and the ruh that is created by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yasalunaka anir ruh qulir ruhu min amri rabbi, they ask you regarding the soul, say that the soul is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ruh is going to be there in the year after, and for the nourishment of the ruh is a'mali salihah, perfect iman and a'mali salihah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, strengthening our iman. May Allah ta'ala safeguard our iman and give us a tawfiq of performing good and righteous acts. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.